We are leveraging our intuition to 10 times our results today. I am talking with Dr. Andre Leroy about intuitive practice in entrepreneurship and in life. We'll be right back. Next Level Physicians, Thriving Outside the Box.
Welcome back, Tribe. You are listening to Next Level Physicians Thriving Outside the Box, where we invite doctors, dentists, and medical entrepreneurs who are breaking the mold, stepping outside the box as entrepreneurs, and practicing on their terms to share their journey, wisdom, and their inspiration with the world. I am your host, Dr. Maisha Claiborne. My calling is to help doctors find freedom, fulfillment, and full self-expression. I have helped dozens of medical professionals transform their mindset, leverage their skill set, and build profitable businesses and careers they love. Now, let's get to the good stuff. But before we do, go ahead and hit that subscribe button so you never miss an opportunity for inspiration, motivation, and empowerment with me and our amazing guests. Now, let's take it to the next level, y'all. Here we go.
Okay, we are back, and oh my gosh, I am so excited for this episode. You know, I don't often get to talk about the things other than entrepreneurship that I'm totally interested in, and today I get to have this conversation with not only a colleague, but a personal friend of mine, and I want to welcome to our show Dr. Andre Leroy. She is the owner of Blueprint Health. She is a medical intuitive and practices functional medicine. And we are going to be talking about leveraging your intuition. I think this is a very important topic. It's a topic that we don't get to talk about often. And so thank you so much for coming on the show, Dr. Andre.
Thank you so much, Dr. Maisha, for having me. I'm just so thrilled and excited to be here with you all. It just feels so good, and your warmth really speaks worlds to
thank you.
This opportunity. Yeah.
Well, you know, I love the whole fact that you're a medical intuitive, and there's so many reasons why, right? Number one, you know, my background is integrative medicine too, and I'm in the world of energy. And so from the moment we met, we gelled. There was so much commonality. Yeah. But one of the things I think is so important is that a lot of times people, you know, think that doctors are very straight and narrow and don't realize that we have so many other skill sets. And stepping outside the box into something like this, the intuitive work that you do, you know, people already think functional medicine and integrative medicine outside the box. And they sometimes can think that, oh, especially those who have the gifts, right? Those who have that calling towards intuitive or energy type work, or even like hypnosis or NLP, things that we don't commonly talk about, are scared to come out the box and say that they do that kind of stuff because they're afraid of what people will think. And what I love is that you are out there, and not only you're out there, but you are in demand. So I kind of want to know like your journey to how you've gotten to this point.
Thank you. So, you know, it all started from childhood. I'm the child of Caribbean parents. Mm-hmm. I have a Jamaican mother and a Haitian father, mm-hmm. all of whom had readily used their intuitive sense in terms of healing, decision-making, mm-hmm. just for generations. And then on my father's side, there's many physicians. We actually have 13 physicians on my dad's side.
Wow.
My mom's side, a lot of people are natural healers.
Wow.
And
you
so,
are so set up for you.
Yes. And I saw, you know, in both realms and experiences, how one would compete with the other, or there was a lot of disagreement between the two. Mm-hmm. And what I realized coming from a place of innocence as a child is that there's room and a place for both.
Yes.
And we actually use both all the time in our everyday lives. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of being more conscious of it.
Mm.
So from there, I was always interested in natural healing. I became a massage therapist. And then from there, I had wonderful clients, wonderful experiences, but realized I really wanted to know more about the human body. Mm-hmm. So I made a decision later on to go to medical school. And while there, I loved the learning. I loved the experiences and opportunities, but felt like I had to set this other aspect of myself aside. Mm. So I really feel like now has been this great opportunity to really bring the truth of who I am together, marrying both worlds in a harmonious way. Oh, and I just really, there was hesitation at first. There was a lot of fear, mm-hmm. you know, especially I came through my training and medical school at the advent of evidence-based medicine.
Oh my gosh.
Where is the evidence? Where mm-hmm. is the evidence? And so feeling like this was a part of myself I couldn't reveal, mm-hmm. but knowing how much it supported me in really becoming a good clinician.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And, you know, what's so interesting is because, you know, I relate to all of those aspects. So, like, you know, I was introduced to, and here's what I really love. You have come full circle, right? So you grew up in a family of healers and doctors. But, you know, my belief is that doctors are healers, right? They're doctors and healers that use a specific technology. They use a specific, you know, pathway. And so you grew up in a family of healers, different types of healers. You went one pathway, and then you're like, oh, no, but I want to go this pathway as well. And then at some point, and I really, you know, in our retreat this past weekend, we talked about the hero's journey. And part of the hero's journey is like you kind of like having to deal with this ordeal of this sort of internal conflict between the two, between yourself, like who you want to be and who you are, right? And so then it's kind of
absolutely
like you to the truth of who you are. And I totally relate to that because, you know, I was introduced to yoga in college, and I was introduced mm-hmm. to Reiki right before medical school, and I trained to be a Reiki master. And, you know, people, like, when you go to medical school and you start talking about Reiki, people, like, look at you like, what? So for a long time, I never really talked about that, except for certain people who knew me very, very well, who I knew were open to it. So I really get it's like when we have these expanded gifts and expanded abilities, you feel like you have to be suppressed in some ways because the general population doesn't understand. Or just like you said, we were like stepping into evidence-based medicine, and it's like there's no evidence for that. When I started practicing acupuncture, there was no evidence for it. I was like, well, you know, there's like 10,000 years of practice. Really? That's not evidence? But there was no evidence here in this country for it. So I just so relate to that. So now you coming back full circle and starting your functional medicine practice, how did you start to incorporate the intuitive aspect? Like, when did you start? Because I know that initially it was the functional medicine, but then there was like this, no, but wait, I want to include the intuitive part. So tell me about that progression.
So that evolved over time in me realizing that I had this unique skill set that I had abandoned, and it was definitely a process. It wasn't an immediate, mm-hmm. but I had done some training through the University of Santa Monica in spiritual psychology, mm-hmm. where I learned about Ayurvedic principles. Mm-hmm. I learned about how each of us has our own intuition. Each of us has our own inner knowing, our own instinct. And it's a matter of the societal conditioning that keeps us from really tapping into it. Mm-hmm. And so once I opened up the space to really tap into it, I realized that this was going to be the strength and the drive that would actually set me apart from a lot of other functional medicine practitioners.
Yes.
Not only that, but like being able to support people in the process mm-hmm. of utilizing my own intuition and them opening up to their own intuition.
I love that.
Yes, just assisting them, because a lot of us are afraid. We're like, what is intuition? Mm-hmm. Is she like a psychic? No, I'm not a psychic. Is she Cleo? No, I'm not Cleo.
Call me now. Call her now. Call her now.
But I listen in to my deep inner knowing, and it saves me a lot of stress. It saves me a lot of time. Mm-hmm. And it's just when you can marry those two worlds,
yeah,
both the art and the science of medicine together, mm-hmm, then you're really treating the whole person.
You know, it's, yeah, so great what you said. It's like you go into your deepest knowing. And I really believe that in our culture of medicine, we are taught to suppress that. We are taught, yes, to like ignore our deepest knowing and even be afraid of our deepest knowing sometimes, you know? And I think that that's so, and I love what you said, like you tap into your deeper knowing to give access to others to tap into their own deeper knowing and to trust that. And it's just so beautiful. And I love that you like honoring your calling, you know, in a retreat this past weekend, mm-hmm, I talked about the knock, right? You know, we sometimes ignore certain parts of ourselves, but then we hear the knock, right? And you honored the knock, yes, and went in and studied spiritual psychology, and you honored the knock, and even utilizing that helped you to move into your truth. You know?
Yeah.
Super cool.
Yes, and you know, there's opportunity actually for all of us as entrepreneurs, as health professionals, mm-hmm, to really leverage our own intuition and really get in touch with that inner knowing to produce tremendous results. Because, mm-hmm, honestly, when I was keeping it under wraps, when I was seeing patients in my hospital work or in, mm-hmm, clinic, it was always there. It was always present. I just didn't articulate it as much. Mm-hmm. But it was just interesting. Like one key question that I always ask my patients, and I ask people, well, what do you think might be going on? Mm-hmm. And although they may not hit the right target on the diagnosis, so to speak, mm-hmm, that information or the story they've created around it or their belief system around it, mm-hmm, definitely offers you some tremendous guideposts, mm-hmm, where if you can do the testing. And it's not to say that I'm one of these people that just waves my magic wand and says, oh, okay, this is what it is.
Right.
Everything that I do or all of the, I call them hits that I get,
yeah,
I confirm them with diagnostic testing.
Yeah.
So,
but it's a guide, and that's the thing. It's, mm-hmm, like we have our guide and we tend to ignore our guide. And,
yeah,
and I, you know, I imagine, and I mean, if you can even think of, I imagine there have been times where you've ignored your guide and it's led you down the wrong path. And then you've actually honored your guide and it's led you down the right path. So can you give an example of each one where you, one where you've ignored the sort of the intuitive sense and then you ended up down the wrong path and then you were like, dang it, I should have listened, you know, it's like I should have taken that left turn in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think knowing those places, you know, those are what I called our weak points or our cracks. Knowing where your cracks are will actually assist you, mm-hmm, in really opening up your intuition. So one of mine for me is, one of my areas is wanting to please others. I was in this situation, you know, when I was first starting my practice, so excited.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend who was a brand and website designer, brand developer, website, mm-hmm, designer. And she was like, listen, I can help you. I know I can take your business to the next level. Mm-hmm. I will make a fantastic website. I will help you build your brand.
Mm-hmm.
And because she was my friend, I threw a lot of caution to the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And when my intuition was speaking and coming forward and saying, you know, this may not be the right situation,
right,
this may not be the right fit,
mm-hmm,
I still continued to pursue it because, let's face it, she was my friend.
Right.
She is my friend.
Yeah.
And so I ignore my intuition for the sake of preserving a friendship. And what ended up happening was I have a website, but it's something that I wasn't able to really utilize because it really didn't speak truly to who I am, what I represent. And what I would like to bring forth really, truly, and intentionally in my purpose on the planet.
Yeah.
And so that was one situation. Yeah. That was very clear.
Yeah. And I gotta say this part because we're in a, you know, an entrepreneurial podcast and money was spent a lot.
Yes. To the tune of $7,500 worth. And I had even inquired, like, well, why would it be this additional cost? And, it was because it's not just about the website. It's about the brand. And this is actually a major discount. What I got in the end was a website. Mm-hmm. I didn't fully, truly even understand what a brand is. My brand is actually my personality and the service that I plan to bring to the world. That didn't that understanding did not come forward until the mistake had been made and the check had been written.
Right.
Needless to say, we're no longer friends. It was a huge learning opportunity for me.
Yeah.
And an example of how I chose not to trust that inner guide.
Yeah. And so I want to share similarly one that happened when I was in private practice, because it was probably a very costly mistake indeed. And so when I was in private practice, towards the end of the time having my practice, Kool Sculpting was all the rage, right? This is when Kool Sculpting first came out, and a rep came by and she's like, oh, this is like perfect with your integrative practice. You know, it's not invasive. It's just da-da-da-da-da. And she gave me the whole spiel. And I thought, wow, this looks great. And the money it could be bring in could be very, very, you know, very good. And I got a little bit wrapped into that. But there was this little voice in my head that was like, no, I don't know about this. I'm not sure this is the right move. Right. But then, and I asked the questions, well, you know, I'm a smaller integrative wellness center. Is this, you know, are the people, there's a lot of competition around. Am I going to be able to grow this thing? Oh yeah. You know, they'll say anything to get the sale. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. I was like, are you sure? But there was something in my head. I was like, and I was like, you know, like I'm an entrepreneur. So I'm like, okay, let's just do it. Just stop doubting and just do it. Girl, $150,000 later, okay. I'm calling the bank, like, come get your machine. And they came and got the machine. They resold it. You know, we came to a settlement, but I ended up being out $57,000. Right.
Wow.
And so that was because I didn't follow that little voice that was like, maybe not now. You know, you know, it worked out because, you know, like I've transitioned and all of that and all as well. But that was a mistake I will never forget. And I always joke about this. This was the first very bad business decision that I had made in 10 years of owning that practice. But it was a very costly one. And it'll be probably the last big bad business decision that I'll make to the team.
Yes.
You know, so I think it's important for people to, number one, get that you have to listen to that little voice. You have to listen to it, even if it just means questioning it a little bit further, you know. And I understand that, like, when people say that they're your friend, it's like easy to be like more trusting. But if that little voice is there, no matter how hard it is, y'all, you have to listen to it, you know.
Yes.
So now So now you have instances where you followed your intuition and it's led you down the right path. Share one of those.
So I have tremendous examples, but when it comes to entrepreneurship, one that I really love to share is listening to my intuition and actually choosing you.
Oh my gosh.
As my coach.
Oh my gosh.
So, you know, I was realizing how important having a coach is to just bringing you to the next level, because there's so much fear that comes forward, all these triggers, all of the barriers, all of the fear, and so having that mentorship, having that encouragement, and having that accountability can be essential.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had heard about this stress-free mom MD, but I was like, stress-free and MD, can those really go together, you know? Again, they can when you listen to your intuition.
Yeah.
They can when you connect with what's true and what's real for you and let all the other stuff go. Mm-hmm. And so I just felt deeply called to connect with you. And then I found out we had similar experiences. Mm-hmm. We had similar children of the same ages. Mm-hmm. We both have the same interests. And you had been a little bit farther along on the path in terms of what I was really looking for, and had designed a beautiful course that would help me get to where I needed to go. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I just felt deeply moved. It was like a yes, even before we had our discovery session. But then again, like I said, you use the evidence to confirm. You don't just go with, oh, it's this, and then throw caution to the wind.
Absolutely.
So I checked in after our discovery session. It was just so powerful for me. Mm. I knew that this was something that I wanted to pursue.
Thank you. Thank you. Look, little tear. Thank y'all. No, but seriously, I am moved by that. And you know, for me, even creating the mastermind was a calling. It was a it was an intuitive calling, right? Because people have been telling me for years and years, go to group, go to group. And I did, you know, like eventually, but I did it only when I heard that knock, right? And then for me, the intuitive piece was, you know, I used to have two versions of the program, one that didn't have one-on-one, one that did. And the calling was to like nix the one that didn't have the one-on-one and have the hybrid program to honor who I really am, to be able to connect one-on-one with each and every person. So, you know, that was sort of like, I think that's what elevated the quality. And I appreciate all of your feedback, too. And I think that's another thing, is that people will give you feedback, and you can know intuitively which feedback is the feedback that really comes from the heart and comes from people wanting the highest good, and which feedback is just complaining. And that's an intuitive thing to know, too. And you have given me some wonderful feedback to help elevate the quality of my programs. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, it's just been such a beautiful sharing and learning and growing. And that's what I love about the coaching experience is it really allows for just, it's much more open. It's much more fluid than a therapeutic relationship with the therapist. It's, there's a lot of opportunity for exchange and connection on a really deep level. Yes.
Yeah. So one of the things I know about you is that you connect, you do your work with like high performing professionals. So you also work with doctors and accessing their intuition, and corporate executives, CEOs, CMOs, like all of these, like people who I think like us have been taught to suppress that intuitive thing. And because, you know, they, sometimes they call it soft skills, right?
Yeah.
And then like really helping them to embrace that as part of the access to their success, right?
Yeah, so I like to call them high achievers or go-getters.
Yes.
So these are people who are really wanting to make a difference on the planet, wanting to innovate, wanting to change, wanting to disrupt. And what I found is that this is the secret sauce. If you talk to highly, highly successful entrepreneurs in all disciplines, the secret sauce is the intuition.
Yes.
And so helping them build that, helping them mold that, shape that, grow that for immediate results. Mm-hmm. Not sitting on a couch for 10 years to rehash your childhood, but like, okay, let's laser in and just focus. Like, what is this issue about? How can we clear it and move on? How can we open up that space and that energy that's becoming a drain and take you to the next level? So it's something that excites me. It's something that like gets me going in the morning, and it really feels good to be of service to people who are doing such tremendous things in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's wonderful, you know, and it's because it's like a main line, you know, like the work that you do with intuition is like one way to mainline into accessing your deepest self. And then like, I want to even just pull in, like, there's a spiritual component to it that often doesn't get recognized in our culture, meaning the culture of medicine, meaning the corporate culture. You know, people push that spiritual stuff to the side. And it's, like you said, I think it's the secret sauce in people accessing that greater abundance and that greater calling, and even like that greater impact is incorporating it all, like the spirituality. And for those who like desire deeper healing, that is a huge component. And you know, there's research on that. There is research on people who have chronic disease, you know, those who have spiritual practices versus those who don't, and the level of healing that occurs, or the level of recovery that occurs, like say after a surgery or from cancer or from, there is research out there that talks about people who access that spiritual component actually have better quality of life, or they even live a little bit longer. So it's not just hearsay. It's not just woo woo. It's not just, you know, like stuff that's in the clouds. This is real stuff. And I think that we've been taught to ignore that.
And this is the direction that medicine is going in, believe it or not. I know this might be a shocker for some of you to hear, but the truth is that consumers are pushing for, they are wanting more, they are wanting more connection and community in a world where we've developed leaps and bounds technologically. Mm-hmm. Medicine actually hasn't caught up in its delivery.
Yes.
And if you look at where things are going in terms of science and technology, where our networks are going and connections mm-hmm. and spirituality, and the bigger questions that this next generation is really asking is like, what is my purpose? Why am I here? Mm-hmm. What is the knock for me? Mm-hmm. How do I make a difference on the planet? Your spirituality influences all of that. Mm-hmm. And so having that built in as a part of the healing process, as a part of the medical experience, is serving for a lot of us in the future. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing it already. People come, they are attracted to me. They come to seek out my services specifically because they want to get more in touch with that part of themselves.
Right.
And have felt that they've been somewhat divorced from it. And in integrating all parts of ourselves,
yes,
the good, the bad, the beautiful, the high, the low, mm-hmm. it allows our channel to open even further so we can deliver and be effective in a much more powerful way.
Yeah, yeah. And really, like, no disrespect to any other discipline, no disrespect to psychology or to the therapist, no disrespect to traditional. We encompass all of that. And the point here is that we need to stop pushing this major component to the side. And I think for other physicians out there, it's important for you all to know that if you're interested in this, if this is something, like if you have a gift that's beyond that evidence-based, you know, whether you're a physician, whether you're a, you know, an APP, whether you're a pharmacist, whether you're a psychologist, whether you're whoever you are, and you have this like this desire for something that's a little bit more outside the box, that you should run towards that. You should run towards that because you never know the gift that you are depriving people of by dishonoring yourself and your values and what you're called to do. So I really just want to acknowledge you and thank you for acknowledging your gift, for being willing to come on here and share that and share the, you know, the manifestation of when you follow your intuition, what that leads to, because you have a growing practice. You're in demand by these top professionals. And it's just, I love seeing it. I love seeing you come out. I mean, you've got people talking about they want to print an HBO series for you. I'm like, stop, you know. And so, yeah, I added you a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, you've got people who want to work with you. But it's because of that who you are, that light that you are, and that you're following that call and that passion. I think that is your secret sauce. Yeah.
Yes, it is. And, you know, it took me a while to get here and to arrive to the place I am today, but I am so grateful for the whole process, for all aspects of it, for seeing, you know, being in medicine, being in hospital-based work as a rehab physician, and seeing the burnout and the churn and, like, oh, the hearts and the intentions of these people going in who just want to serve, who just want to help, want to be there, but the infrastructure may not necessarily be as supportive of that, and then coming to the place of, first, let me innovate and create this model for myself, but the future is really, how do I help and assist other physicians who are interested in tapping into their own intuition and working more in both the art and the science together, balancing the two, and how we can all move forward as a collective, because it really takes community.
Yeah.
It really takes community.
Absolutely.
And having that mechanism of support, especially from you, has been invaluable.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. So, well, look, so then tell our audience, and we're going to put all of this in the show notes as well, but I want you to tell our audience how they can reach out to you if they're interested in working with you as a medical intuitive, or knowing more about what you do, want to collaborate. How can they get in touch with you?
So if you just go to my website, www.drleroy.com, drleroy.com. I'm also on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. My handle, Blueprint Health MD, without the E, BLUPRINTMD. And you can also connect with me through LinkedIn.
So awesome.
I look forward to any future connections.
Yes. Yeah. Well, y'all reach out to her. Look, we're going to have all of her information in the show notes. And I just thank you so much for being here on the show with us. And, you know, I look forward to a part two of this, because I feel like there's so much more we can talk about around intuition and like the healing capacity of that. But for now, I just want to thank you for being with us today, and I just look forward to seeing you continue to blossom and grow. Thank you, Dr. Andre.
Thank you, Dr. Maisha. Much appreciated. So much gratitude to you all.
Yes. All right, you heard it. This is Dr. Andre Leroy. You go to the show notes so you can find out all about her. Check out her website. Connect with her on social media. And you know how to get in touch with me. You could just go to drmaisha.com if you have any questions or want to know a little bit more about what I do. All right, but go check out Dr. Leroy, and we will see you on the next show. Namaste, y'all.
Thanks for spending time with us on this episode of Next Level Physicians Thriving Outside the Box. We hope you enjoyed this one as much as the rest. Remember to go ahead and hit the subscribe button so that you can be notified every time a new episode is released. It is you, as our listener, who help our podcast to grow. So if you like this podcast, if you enjoy what you're hearing, if you are inspired, we'd really appreciate it if you'd write a quick review and share it with five of your friends. We want to continue to expand our reach and bring this transformation to all of those doctors and medical professionals out there who are still seeking more autonomy, more freedom, more expression, and purpose in their careers and lives. Finally, if you want to learn more about how I can help you as a doctor or medical professional transform your mindset, leverage your skill set, and create a profitable business and career you love by your design, please check out my website, www.drmaisha.com. That's drmaisha.com. On my website, you can access one of my three free masterclasses to get you started on your journey to the next level. Have a wonderful rest of the day and an amazing rest of the week, y'all. And keep your head up, looking to the next level. Namaste.